Councillor Alcorn, I suppose the deadline's looming for the second home tax in Donegal. While the council's talking about a national and local media campaign, you think those who the council is aware have to pay this should be notified more personally to ensure that they're not caught out?
No doubt. A question about that, Greg. I want to make that very clear. I raised that matter at the November meeting as well, and I got an assurance that from management that at whatever month the final payment is due on it. Now, from what we're told today by the finance officer, the money is due by the 31st of March, but the closing date for paying it without arrears, which is the €200 again in 2011, is the 30th of June. Now, I've asked today clearly. He said there'd be a national advertising campaign through radios and papers and whatever. That's grand, but we must always remember, Greg, people don't always pick up on that. And I genuinely believe this is a self-assessment. These people have come to us that have paid over €6 million in 2009 and 2010, that whatever amount of them is left at the end of May, that they're entitled to get an arrears notice at least 30 days before the end of the 30th of June. And I think every member of the County Council really appreciate it. I know it's going to cost a few pounds to do this, but I think my part of it is the people who are paying are friends of the council, and when you have friends, you have to look after them. And, you know, there's big revenue there. I've asked again of how it's allocated in the 2011 budget. When we talked about that, it's put in for the shortfall we had in local government funding. But for 2012, again, following a lot of discussion with people throughout the county here, I've asked again, if we can apportion exactly as to what that money or what's happening to it. And I think that is an appropriate time now that to do that, and that can be looked at again in the coming months.
Some of the other members here suggested that perhaps there are going to be certain electoral areas that gather in more money from this tax, and perhaps they should get more a larger slice of the cake. Is that something you'd subscribe to? I mean, from the west of the county, that would be an obvious area that there's a lot of holiday homes in, for instance.
Well, of course, it's a very difficult thing nowadays, Greg, to balance the budget. We talk about our town councils, we talk about our rural areas and so on and so forth. The biggest thing as far as I'm concerned is that the money we're collecting comes back into the county. We could argue all day about roads, water, anything else. I could show people 20 roads. I could show all of the pipes that need replacing in water and environment. I think the big part of it, once we're getting the money back in again, and that we're doing that, and that's very,
so
very important.
So a county-wide approach is enough for you?
I think so, because, again, it's very, very difficult. We have a big, big county. We have five electoral areas, and it doesn't matter how you do it, you're never going to, because sometimes maybe in the west of the county we get funding that we wouldn't be fully entitled to again if it was apportioned on what we were paying in that. I think if we get the county-wide one, but again for the coming year, if we were just able to specify a wee bit more, because the public have got anxious when the council now secure money, they want to know exactly what's been done with the money, and I think we as members who are elected for this five-year period are entitled to ask that, and the management always helps us, and I'm glad today we had a long discussion and that most of the members were there to partner it.